Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, February 4th, 2009. All the geek right on time. I do like that rhyme. And some time. And a little bit of... never mind. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Hi! How you doing this fine morning? This fine morning where it's not snowing outside my window. It's a little bit warmer. And that means I'm feeling a bit better, which means I'm here to be your dashing hero, Billy Flynn.
He is dashing. You have to give him that.
Well, thank you so much. February 4th, on this date in 1847, the first U.S. Telegraph Company was established in Maryland. It was on this date in 1957, the first electric portable typewriter went on sale in Syracuse, New York. Some birthdays for today. Gavin DeGraw, a singer that I enjoy quite much, is 32 years old today, but I learned today that he also wrote the theme for One Tree Hill. Gavin, what were you thinking, man? Rob Corddry is 38. You've probably seen him as one of the many correspondents on The Daily Show. Brandy Lefford is 40. That was Doyle on Andromeda. Patrick Bergen is 38 years old. Sure, he wasn't sleeping with the enemy with Julia Roberts, but come on, dude, he was Robin Hood, a pretty good Robin Hood, back when there was a bunch of crappy Robin Hood movies coming out. Alice Cooper is 61 years old. You gotta know who Alice Cooper is. Dan Quayle, 62, the 44th Vice President of the United States. And let me just say for the record, when everyone was busting his chops for how he spelled potato, I was working at Hardee's at the time, and we had a sign up about mashed potatoes, and ours had an E in it as well. I'm just saying. And also, today, birthday, George A. Romero, 69 years old today. Not only was George Romero born on this day, that man gave birth to zombies, which kind of sounds a little disgusting if you think about it. Welcome to Wednesday. Of course, that means we're taking a look at some new comics. We'll be peeking at the GRD mailbag, some geek news. But first, let me tell you that starting tomorrow at the day job, we have someone that's going to be out on vacation, as well as at the other station having somebody out. The short version of that means that due to weird scheduling conflicts, it looks like tomorrow, my friends, I'm going to be going country. I didn't ask for it, but that's just how that's going to work. So we'll figure out how that works. Meantime, let's take a peek at the tube. The good old television pages for the evening. See what we got tonight on CBS. Criminal Minds is a rerun. Katy Couric's All Access Grammy Special. Yeah. And CSI New York, all on CBS tonight. Tonight over on ABC, it's a new episode of Lost. And last week's episode, this week's episode, and tonight, someone knows about Aaron. Dun, dun, dun. Followed by an all-new Life on Mars. Tonight on NBC, on Knight Rider, Michael Knight joins a fight club in an episode that, yes, they did entitle Fight Night. Followed by a new Law & Order and a new episode of Life. Over on Fox, it's American Idol and Lie to Me, the show where you can see Tim Roth know that people are lying. And he decides he'll go be a cop instead of going to Vegas and making a buttload of money. I'm just saying. Just saying. Tonight on A&E, it's The Exterminators, Goth Bees and Killer Coons. A goth bee? Eric the Goth Bee. AMC Tonight Show and First Blood, followed by Commandos. So you can get your 80s Vietnam veteran blood gore thing going. First Blood, actually a damn fine movie. Tonight on Bravo on Top Chef, the chefs cook at La Bernardine, which, for those of you that know a lot about culinary things, means something to me. It doesn't, but I like the show. So I'll be there, front and center. Disney's showing Aladdin tonight, and that's always a damn fine time. Discovery Channel has Killer Germs, dun dun dun. Family Channel with Karate Kid, which, you know, it's still the good one because the remake hasn't happened yet. FX is showing the overrated Mr. and Mrs. Smith, followed by a new episode of Damages. History Channel tonight on Monster Quest, it's the death of Loch Ness. I didn't even know it was sick. No! Come back to us, Loch Ness, come back! Sci-Fi Channel tonight on Ghost Hunters International, Buried Alive. Which would make them Buried Alive Hunters, not necessarily Ghost Hunters. It's just the way that I see that. Turner Classic Movies tonight, showing Rhapsody in Blue. That's the movie. It's about George Gershwin. George Gershwin, fantastic songwriter, and it's a pretty good movie. Cartoon Network tonight is showing Monster House. Whose house? Monster House. VH1 with 8 Mile. Eminem, Kim Basinger. That's a damn good movie. That is a fantastic movie. I don't care about your personal feelings about Eminem. That's a damn good movie. If I'm watching anything at all tonight, though, it's going to be on that there a Lifetime television for women, because authorities become suspicious about a man whose wives have died under mysterious circumstances. Tonight, Kelly McGillis and David Lipper star in Black Widower.
Let's check the inbox.
I got one little message from Steven here. Steven says, "Dear Mr. Flynn, so you got a little bit of snow yesterday. How do I know it was a little bit of snow? Because I'm in West Virginia where we got 2 inches of snow on top of the 3 inches of snow we already got, which isn't a lot of snow compared to places like Kentucky. So, wah." Good point, Steven. Good point. I merely brought up the snow yesterday because 2 days ago it was 66 degrees. Yesterday the high was 36 degrees. I am almost completely over this little cold, and I'm feeling a lot better. So thanks for checking on me, by the way. And it's just those days where it's really warm goes to really cold. F's with your system, and that's normally what makes me sick, and I was trying to get over being sick, blah, 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 blah. Today, it's in the 40s. This weekend, it's going to be back close to 60, so I'm just going to hush and realize that, yeah, there are other places where it's much, much colder, and it snows a lot, lot more, and I'm just not going to worry about things like that. So thanks for putting it all into perspective, Mr. Steven. If you'd like to drop us a message, please do. You can send it in. You can tell us about your weather conditions. That's fine. Go for it. That would be incredible, because I don't know, like right now, what's the weather like in Slovenia today? I don't know. What's the weather like in Australia today? I don't know. What's the weather like in Eastern Europe? I have no idea, but you could write in and tell me just simply by dropping a line at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce, all at geekradiodaily.com. It is Wednesday, so we're going to be taking a look inside Billy Flynn's long box, ladies. And, of course, your geekified news all come up here on this Wednesday, February 4th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Promo number 4. So, Rich.
Earl.
I hear we have a show, huh?
Yeah, it's a great show. It's good times.
It's supposed to be really good.
It is. I like to eat garp when I'm listening to Requiem of the Outcast. It's a good show.
Where could I find that show?
You can actually find that show at requiemoftheoutcast.com.
You know, I didn't want to listen to it before, but it just sounds so exciting, I think I should. RequiemoftheOutcast.com.
It's so exciting, it's changed my outlook on life and made me more excitable. Good times. Good times.
RequiemoftheOutcast.com. Just 5 more minutes.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, February 4th, 2009. All the geek in a damn fine time. Hey, I think I like that one too. Funny, funny promo. The show, you know, if you've never checked out Requiem of the Outcast, and that would just be a sacrilegious statement to make, but if you have not, you really should, because, wow, the show is a lot more funny than you'd get from that promo. You have to understand what's going on in that show for that promo to really, really work for you. I'm babbling. It's Wednesday, so...
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
So peeking inside of Billy Flynn's long box, ladies. Okay, I'm going to stop that, I promise. Let's see, what's new at your friendly local comic shop today? Boom Studios, Cthulhu Tales number 11 is out. Look, Eureka number 1 of 4. A little mini-series based on the Sci-Fi Channel show. Your favorite town, small town full of uber-geniuses. It's out today. Fall of Cthulhu, Apocalypse number 3 of 4. Farscape number 2 is out. Remnant number 2 of 4 out as well. Over at Dark Horse, Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 22. That is part of season 8 is out today. Call number 4 of 6 out today as well. Did you know that Buffy comic? I'm going to have to read that when I finally get through. I'm halfway through season 4 now. We'll talk about that on this weekly show, which I promise you is coming. DC Comics, Adventure Comics number 0. Finally, the one that sets up and explains all of this stuff that's been going on all this time. Bang Tango number 1 of 6 is out today. And I think Jamie Lee Curtis is probably doing that. And it's Black Lightning year 1 number 3 of 6. El Diablo number 6 of 6. Final Crisis Legion of 3 Worlds number 3 of 5 is out today. Haunted Tank 3 of 5. House of Mystery number 10. The Vicar Wants You to Know Jonah Hex number 40 is out. Mighty number 1 is out. I was hoping it was Mighty Mouse, but it's not. Sandman Dream Hunters number 4 of 4 wrapping up. Secret 6 number 6 out today. Supergirl Cosmic Adventures in the 8th Grade number 3 of 6 and Trinity number 36 is there too. Devil Zoo Publishing has I Am Legion number 1 of 6. Okay. Dynamite Entertainment, Boys number 27. Dead Irons number 1 out today. Man With No Name number 7. Red Sonja number 41. Zorro number 10. IDW Publishing brings us more Cold Vampires. 30 Days of Night, 30 Days Till Death number 3. Dreamer number 4. Lock and Key Head Games number 2. Speed Racer The Next Generation Birthright number 4. Ha ha! That was horrible. Transformers All Hail Megatron number 7. Image Comics Bad Dog number 1. Dark Ivory, number 4 is out. Jersey Gods, number 1 is out today. Soul Kiss, number 1, 5 out today as well. Over at Marvel, Agents of Atlas, number 1. I really thought that was Agents of Atlantis when I first saw it, but it's not. Anita Blake, Vampire Hunter, Laughing Corpse wraps up, number 5 out today. Astonishing Tales, number 1 is out. Black Panther 2, number 1. Black Panther's number 2 is number... Dead of Night featuring Werewolf by Night, number 2 of 4. The first issue of that, remarkably good. Remarkably good. Ender's Game Battle School, number 3 of 5. Marvel, Your Universe, number 1 is out today as well. Punisher, number 2. Some X-Men stuff. First Class Finals, number 1 of 4. X-Men Lives and Times of Lucas Bishop, number 1 of 3. X-Men Magneto Testament, wrapping up, number 5 is out. X-Men vs. Hulk, number 1, and that's going to be a good time. You know what it is. Radical Publishing, Freedom Formula, number 5 is out. Hotwire, number 1 of 5 is out. Studio 407, Night Projectionist, number 1 of 4. Okay, sure. Third World Studios, Creature Feature, number 2 of 2. And Three River Press has I Saw You. These are comics inspired by real-life missed connections, and we've all been there, so you might as well check that out at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, it turns out that Jeff Bridges has been sent up to Canada to get digitized so that Disney can create a younger digital clone of him for Tron 2. High-resolution scan picks up every little detail. Disney's going to use the digital scans to make Bridges look young post and even possibly implant the younger likeness on Bridges on a body double. So this is more than just like Benjamin Button stuff making people look older and younger. This is basically making a digital clone of an actor to be in a movie. That's just fascinating. And who better for it to happen to than the dude, Jeff Bridges, who of course plays Flynn. And wow, wouldn't you know it? That's a personal hero of mine. You'd think I might have got my name from him or something, so said Flynn. So something I'd been hearing about a long time from fellows over at Screen Geeks, IO9's reporting is absolutely totally true, that the sequel to Donnie Darko is coming to direct-to-DVD on April 28th. It's called S. Darko because, as it turns out, you know, yeah, Donnie had a sister. And this movie takes place in the summer of 1995, which is 7 years after the original movie's timeline. And, you know, Samantha is not having a good time, blah, 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 blah. She starts having her little visions and falling out of place. And did we really need a sequel to Donnie Darko? I guess that's just my bottom line question. I don't know why. But it's coming if you really want it. No word on whether Frank the Bunny is there or not, but there is a little teaser, and I can't wait to see. Somebody on their MySpace blog has scans of the Batman 686, the Whatever Happened to the Caped Crusader by Neil Gaiman and Andy Kubert. They've got both covers up on the scan and like the first 5 or 6 pages. So if you'd like to get a sneak preview of that, that is out and available. And you can find a link to that right there in the shows. So that'll be fantastic. Two days, Al Jazeera launched its first, Iran launched its first domestically built satellite. They named it Ahmed, which stands for hope. The Islamic Republic of Iran has officially achieved a presence in space, so said Mohammed Ahmadinejad. I cannot say that name, and I feel like an ignorant American. One way that's cool, because that means the universe belongs to all of us, but of course, military people freaking out because they could kill us all. So, I like to look at things as more of an optimist, but, you know, there's that. A supercomputer with the processing power of 2 million laptops is to be built by IBM for the U.S. government to help manage its nuclear arsenal. IBM announced developing technology for a Sequoia system, which will be the fastest computer on the planet, with delivery to the Department of Energy scheduled 2011. They're going to use this to set up all of our nuclear missiles, all of our defense strategies will be run through this computer. They call it Sequoia, but I think we all best know it as Skynet. Absolutely. Google and NASA throwing their weight behind a new school for futurists in Silicon Valley to prepare scientists for an era when machines become smarter than people. The new institution known as Singularity University, wow, look at there, is to be headed by Ray Kurzweil, whose predictions about the exponential pace of technology's change have made him a controversial figure in technology circles. Hey, if they can learn how to get computers that are smarter than humans, maybe they can stop Skynet that NASA's going to have in by 2011. 4 Toronto college students have accomplished a technological feat that their teachers are calling a first. The Humber College seniors made contact with the International Space Station on Monday with a radio system that they built themselves. School officials say to their knowledge it's never been accomplished by students at the college level. Project got off the ground about a year ago. The students looked for a way to apply knowledge gained for their radio communication courses. Of course, if they did this in the United States, the FCC probably would have shut them down. That or they would have ended up in Guantanamo Bay. I'm just saying, good for you guys. Good for you. So if you want one of those personalized cakes, you know, the cake, and you send the people a picture and they make, you know, a cake design with the picture, when you take them your USB, your little thumb drive, and you go, okay, I want a cake, you should probably tell them that there's a picture on the USB drive they should use. A person, and I've got the link, and you can see it in the show notes. They took his Lexar jump drive. They didn't look on to find the pictures on the thumb drive that he wanted them to make a cake of. They basically made a cake of his USB thumb drive. Sure. And now something that's going to scare every man in the world. Japan. Why do you do this, Japan? Japan has built the full-service robotic urinal. And when I say full service, I do mean that, yes, it has a pair of hands, and it's going to tap for you. Geek Radio Daily. Please subscribe through iTunes and write a review while you're there. Come join the forums for the social geek working over there at geekradiodaily.com. Good times. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Check out the news store at cafepress.com. And please do email us at Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or podcast, all at geekradiodaily.com.
That's all the action for today, action fans. Join us again next time for more adventures with the Action League. They're plastic, they're spastic, they're fantastic.